Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum to our ever knowledge seeking listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and we are Bookshelf, the program that is always seeking knowledge from books. As children, you probably remember that we looked up to our own grown-ups to learn how to live, that because we understood that we have to look up to someone who is both knowledgeable and trustable, because following the wrong person, well, obviously, it leads to chaos. We have an afterlife ahead of us, and building a good afterlife depends fully on living life correctly. We look at others who can be trusted and are knowledgeable to learn how to live our finite life in a way that would ensure a prosperous, eternal life after death. In addition to prophets and chosen representatives, we have at our disposal great humans who were neither prophets nor imams, but were successful followers of prophets and imams. While prophets and imams are infinitely ahead of us in spirituality and knowledge, these men are just in our reach. Becoming an imam requires infallibility, but becoming one of the great scholars doesn't. That needs a strong determination to stop sinning and work hard acquiring knowledge and understanding. That's doable. So such figures can also act as our role models. Some scholars publish their wills which go beyond how they intend to divide what they leave behind. In those wills, they write their opinions and advices. Now, keep in mind, a will is one's final words. What would you say as your final words? The most important things to you that you think others should hold dearly to. By reading their wills, we are perhaps reading their most important advices. Today, we want to read the will of one of the Shia Mirjas, but let's take a short break first.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
You're back listening to Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. We were talking about the importance of following those who were successful in religion. We said that those who write advices in their wills are probably saying the most important things in their life. The book we want to introduce today is The Will of an Ayatollah Mamkani, kindly published by the World Islamic Network, India. The World Islamic Network is an official trust established in India in 1991. Their aim is to disseminate Islamic knowledge. They have published many books, one of which is today's book, all of which are freely available online. We thank World Islamic Network for their courteousness. The trust also has academic activities, teaching campaigns, a library with over 5,000 books, and a television channel. Today's book has been made freely available by World Islamic Network on al-islam.org. Wasiyat Nameh, Last Will and Testament, is a book by Ayatollah Sheikh Abdullah Mamkani. The book is his advices, published as his will. The book comes in 57 pages. It begins with a few words about the principles of religion. It invites to obedience and warns against sin. It has a part called Additional Advices that talks about respecting scholars, having compassion, witnessing for debt. And in the end, it talks about the importance of education and advices on how to achieve it, plus advices regarding business. We're going to read a part from The Importance of Education and Advices on How to Achieve It, but just before that, let's take a break.
7. Barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
Stay tuned to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio Bookshelf, and we were about to read an excerpt of the book Wasiyatname, Last Will and Testament by Ayatollah Sheikh Mamkhani. You can download the book from al-islam.org. The importance of education and advices on how to achieve it. May Allah give you tawfiq to earn His will and pleasure. May your future be better than past. I advise you to obtain religious education. The performance of obligatory needs and desistance from haram deeds mainly depends on it. Besides, to obtain religious education is a matter of great importance, honor, and prestige. It is the education which differentiates a man from an animal. Everything are of two types. One is of progress, going ahead, and the other is stagnation. One of these two, one who progresses and goes ahead, is better than one who is stagnant. There are two types of progress. One is emotional and the other is without emotion. It's evident that one who is emotional is better than one without emotion. There are two types of emotional people. One is a scholar and the other is an illiterate. It is crystal clear that an educated is better than an uneducated and a scholar is better than an illiterate. Therefore, education is the best and highest of all. Chapter Al-Iqra was the first surah to be sent. In this surah, Allah has declared that after creating man, He was taught everything. Thus, after the blessing of life, blessing of education is mentioned. This proves that education is the best blessing of the whole world. The biggest honor that Allah has bestowed on man is that from alaq, clot of blood, He rose him to the exalted position of a learned person. Alright, so these are the last words of Ayatollah Mamkhani. And I do advise you to read this book in order to learn a lot about your own life and how you should organize it.
When you lose someone close to your heart, see your whole world fall apart, and you try to go on but it seems so hard. Allah knows, Allah knows. You see, we all have a path to choose. Through the valleys and hills we go, with the ups and the downs, never fret, never frown. Allah knows, Allah knows. No matter what, inside or out, there's one thing of which there's no doubt. Allah knows, Allah knows. And whatever lies in the heavens and the earth, every star in this whole universe, Allah knows, Allah knows. 'Cause no matter what, inside or out, there's one thing of which there's no doubt. Allah knows, Allah knows. And whatever lies in the heavens and the earth, every star in this whole universe, Allah knows, Allah knows.
If you missed the program, don't worry. It was called Wasiyatname, Last Will and Testament, which you can download from al-islam.org. If you miss your program, you still don't need to worry. Simply search IRIB English Radio Bookshelf and download an archive of our program. This is all the time we have until next week from IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran, and the whole team on Bookshelf. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.